Problem?
Like, what the heck? Like, wait, look, a kid is rogue.
Leroy's been mean to me today.
What?
He's been mean to me today, been dude. He's just been mean to me, dude.
He was just mean to me, too, so don't worry.
He's just, you know, we're giving him some grace because I know it's a tough week for him, but.
What are you doing? I don't need to. I know how to do that.
He just told me to get friends.
No. No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
You told her to get friends,
no,
dude?
No, that's not.
He did.
That's
he
not
did.
Nice.
He has friends, and I said, yeah, she does.
She went out. She's that's done nice. More social events than you have in 5 years.
That's. Oh, my God.
You didn't tell me that I needed to get friends? That's not what something that you just said to me?
She was videoing herself. I know how to do that. Videoing herself.
Talk on the microphone.
With a Temu karaoke machine. It's a little bitty speaker like this and a little mic. And she's talking.
Try and explain it.
She's talking. And this is going through this little bitty speaker. It's actually hilarious. So I'm like, you got to get some friends. You're sitting at home. Doing karaoke on a Temu karaoke machine by yourself.
It seems like a delight. Why can't you have some nice
it's like
alone
apparently
time?
Apparently she can't have her own entertainment.
No, yeah. She can.
I'm sorry you said that to you, Brittany.
It's okay.
You know?
I'm your friend, I appreciate Brittany. It. I know. Look at it. We have
you
matching shirts and everything. We are friends.
You know what's funny?
They're like annoying friends.
Oh,
see?
What?
See?
You're saying that me and Brittany
what?
Are annoying?
You have a uniform.
We don't have a uniform.
You wear
the
okay.
same thing.
And there's
well, because
Dave.
We went
Twinsies.
To the same concert.
And Dave South, another yum being yucked.
Yeah, hold on. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
That's your new sound effect.
That's you.
And that one was for you too, buddy.
Why?
She just called us annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
You know we light up your days.
Nobody said you didn't.
No, like, yeah. Why can't, like, yeah.
Oh.
You got a little too arrogant with that.
Never arrogant.
With your superpowers.
Did.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com as the...
Minus one for friend shaming.
Yeah, that's a new one.
We got some Panthers news as this may not be great for your boy AJ Greer, Jennifer. He seems like he may be on the way out. There's a lot of buzz around him. But the Panthers have gotten Garnet Hathaway in a trade with the Philadelphia Flyers for a fifth-round pick in 26 and a fourth-round pick in 27. The Panthers are getting these Flyers to pick up half of his salary. 34-year-old veteran. Zito says he is physical, highly competitive, who compliments our group well. Excited to add the veteran presence to this group for the upcoming season.
He compliments us very well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I think Greer's about to get a bag, so he's on the way out.
People are so greedy.
I mean, you didn't say it about Bob. Bob wants 14.
He's
a year.
Greedy.
He wants 14, but I think he's not going to take 14.
What do you think he's going to get? So here. Let me do it this way.
I'm not crying.
In order for this to work, the Panthers have to be reasonable, and Bob has to be reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a compromise.
Yeah. You just like it.
Is that not what it's called?
Stop. Sure. But what if Bob says I'll only take this amount and I can get it from somewhere else? Are you still going to put that on the Panthers?
Yeah, this should have gotten done earlier.
No. Sometimes the bag takes precedent over everything.
I don't think it's just about the bag. I think it's about respect.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's about respect.
Okay.
You know.
So, what would you pay Bob?
I said this. I said I think that the fair, I think anywhere between 7 and 8 is fair for him a year.
Right.
I looked
but
at the
he wants above 10.
Well, he wanted on a short-term deal. I think in hockey we call it term. I think if they gave him term, you know, you stretched out a little bit. That's
see,
that
was arrogant
that.
Of you.
Yes.
What
in hockey we call that term?
Call it term.
Arrogance.
You know, you give him some term, we could talk because they gave Marchand term.
Okay.
I think the Marchand thing was a big thing in this because he's old as hell too, and he's been here for 3 seconds.
But he's not a goalie.
I know, and that's the thing.
It's don't goalies age a lot?
Not this goalie.
No. Don't goalies age more than
not this goalie?
No, I don't.
Not this goalie.
As a general rule.
As a general, he's not general. Some guys are different. LeBron, different. Messi, different.
Do the Panthers get credit for? Well, they ain't have a choice, Jay. Say the Panthers stuck by him when he was being a bum.
Yeah. So, did he not deliver? Did he deliver or did he not deliver? Did he deliver or not deliver? Like, I'm sorry. You guys are being a bunch of bums. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, you sit here and be like, oh, what about the bad years? Grow up. Grow up.
Does that not count?
Back-to-back Stanley Cups, been there 3 straight years. Grow up.
Yeah.
Hey, let me guess. If I have a 7-year contract and I'm the goalie for a 3-time Stanley Cup appearer, did I win the contract or not win the contract? I'd say I won.
Okay.
You guys need to stop being Peter Pan. Okay. I'm tired of arguing with children. Not you. I'm talking about the texters. Crazy. Unbelievable. Let's give you some weather, huh? That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Current weather,
hot,
88 degrees.
That's a lot.
Feels like 100.
I can look what the feels like is. The feels like is 90.
100.
That's not that bad, considering.
Air quality alert still on. And, yeah, that's it. There's, I guess, some wind. I think that's what's keeping it the feels like a little down. So
there's no wind.
They said there's wind.
What's the wind?
14 miles an hour.
Wow. Ain't nothing out there moving like it's 14 miles an hour. But
maybe we're in a quiet pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I wanted to go and see if I could get a job at the National Weather Service on FIU. Y'all need some?
Just because you want to hang out at FIU.
Huh?
What?
It's a nice place to be at.
They have a National Weather Service.
You just want to see Snitchy Mouse.
No. Yeah, well, I'd say hi. You want to have lunch?
You're adorable.
I'm scared to call.
Speaking of lunch.
Because I don't want to hover.
CBS Evening News last night covered the story sweeping the nation, which is Hungry Dog at the Marlins game.
More tonight on the dog at Monday's Marlins game. The one who didn't get the hot dog. The one who had to watch another dog enjoy his hot dog. The Marlins had put out a wanted poster promising a dream day for that disrespected pooch. And now fans are reposting the dog as the Marlins' new mascot. I like it.
That dog.
That's so hurtful.
I have never seen it.
I almost
that
cried.
That dog is like.
He was so upset.
He's so upset.
Did somebody find this dog?
Wait,
we're hitting this.
Where's the person?
I don't think they want to. I think the person's afraid to come forward.
I mean, wouldn't you be? Or they're shaming. They're parent shaming.
I mean, because look, even at my house, if I give one dog something, like Zeus likes the pizza crust. If I give one dog piece of crust, the other two will come and sit. Like, oh, I'm sitting. Where's my crust?
More tonight on the dog at Monday's Marlins game. The one who didn't get the hot dog. The one who had to watch another dog enjoy his hot dog. The Marlins had put out a wanted poster promising a dream day for that disrespected pooch. And now fans are reposting the dog as the Marlins' new mascot. I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
Dude. Listen, first of all, you know who should be shamed? Those parents were there.
That's what we're saying.
With the large piece they gave that dog.
I don't think that's good for the dog.
They could have cut that or something. Given him in little pieces.
It's a bigger dog.
They don't chew anyway.
It's not like you're a little squirrel dog.
No. Did you not see how he had to kind of like reverse the hot dog?
He was fine. The dog looked delighted. He's made other dogs jealous and celebrities.
The crazy thing is, instead of looking at the sad dog, you're looking at the dog that got the hot dog. And
looking at all
about
the things.
That dog.
All the things.
That's crazy.
That poor dog.
If anybody,
that dog looks so sad.
If anybody knows who owns Sad Marlin's dog, can we please bring these people forward so the dog can have a good dream day?
Are we going to shame the owners?
No, we're not going to shame
the owners.
Maybe he
can't eat hot dogs.
I really don't think there's any
maybe he can't eat hot dogs. You said Scooby can't eat it.
Yeah,
so
Scooby
give him something
cannot
else.
Eat that.
Give him something else. They can give him some other food. At least have him.
He should have been snacking.
He's a good
if
boy.
If the other dog's snacking, he should have been snacking.
Yeah, he should get a snack.
You know, we don't know the whole story. Maybe he was snacked. He was snacking beforehand.
Maybe they gave him a snack and he's like, ooh, I want it.
Right, and you know, dogs are greedy. They want more.
Let me ask you this. If this was Scooby, okay, and you and Scooby looks sad, because Scooby's got some facial expressions on him
he
now.
Does. He
so
does.
So if Scooby was side-eyeing some dog eating a hot dog, right?
He wouldn't do it because he has no restraint. Like, he would have
But let's just say in this scenario, he does. All right, he's given his classic Scooby side-eye. He looks hungry. The dog's eating in front of him. Everybody feels bad for Scoob. Would you come forward having your dream Marlins day and tell anybody?
Sure.
Like, I would just have the dream day for Scooby.
Mm-hmm. He deserves it.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Schmeathen says, Lone Depot does not allow homeless dogs.
Not homeless, okay? He is very well, very well.
He's unhoused.
Off, okay? He has a house. He has a bed. He has all his toys. He has all his food. I didn't do that on purpose. Don't come for Scooby. Jesus. Or me.
We've angered her.
And he has sweaters.
That's not going to work.
Go back.
Take a break.
Thank you.
In the meanwhile, find some friends during the break, Brittany. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Flowers and daisies, and I pooped my pants.
I'm sorry you did that.
I didn't. They did some TikTok, and they just put the camera in front of me, took a picture, and then it.
Dude, it's all right, man.
Just not fair. Like, why?
You're next, Tobin.
Why I always have to be the TikTok guy?
But you saw we didn't do anything. It chose a sound for you.
Oh, just random.
Yeah, it chooses like whatever vibe you're giving off, it chooses a sound for you.
So I had a vibe that
and
I
you
was,
clearly just want to poop yourself, so
that never happened.
It won't ever happen.
No, it would happen because you wouldn't use the bathroom here, so you would
the other issue is that you have to understand I played football my whole life. I've never had to stop in a game and go poop. So me and my body have an understanding.
Yeah, but you've had to run here before.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that was a one-time deal there. Probably should have drank something or ate some jalapenos with, wow, thanks, Richie.
Jeez, dude.
This is all happening. This is the first. I go, all right.
David Dwork, by the way, he tweets out, as the Panthers continue to explore options at goaltender, I'm hearing a potential trade for Jordan Binnington is probably not in the cards. So he was one of the names circulating from St. Louis. But good. This Dwork, let me tell you something. This guy's sold me a false bill of goods. Now, he probably didn't know that Bob wanted as much money as he did, but I told him. I'm like, listen, silence was not good in this whole thing. The Heat, meanwhile, there's some names circulating out there as far as shooters. They drafted yesterday a shooter at Ryan Conwell, 22 years old. He got introduced last night. Super cool on the draft night. Crying. Very emotional. Very emotional. I love that. I love those draft moments where you see the tears. Some guys too cool for school, you know? They go up there, best trip here. And yesterday, he was super emotional yesterday. This is the local affiliate in Indianapolis. And he gets his name called. He's overwhelmed. And by the way, this is when he thought he was going to Oklahoma. Imagine when he gets the news. He goes, what? What Greek freak? Woo-hoo! That's Goosey's, dude. Good for him. And Adam Simon saying, like, yeah, guy's got a good head on his shoulders. He can shoot. Oh, he can shoot. And let me tell you something about the Heat. They find shooters. They develop shooters. So, like that, having a guy like that and his superpower, man, unbelievable. I'm excited about it. Now, some of the other names that are floating around, and I'm not talking about some of the big names. I know Heat fans are sitting here. Some have, like, LeBron dreams or Ja Morant dreams. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Did you hear how the Ja Morant thing could work? if they took Pella.
What do you mean if they took Pella?
Then the money would be reasonable.
What does Pella make? Pella makes like $2 million.
No, not Pella. Who? Jovic. Sorry.
Oh, Jovic. Yes, that could work. Yeah. If they.
Sorry.
Well, you would need Wiggins to opt in, I believe, still.
Right.
I think. I think you would still need Wiggins to opt in for that to happen, which we will find out in 4 days.
You think he opts in?
I can't call it. You know, here's the thing. If I'm Wiggins, this is similar to me with Duncan last year. Do I want to opt into a situation where I think I could just get flipped? So I'm only – I could see him – if he's going to stay, I do think it's got to be like a multi-year deal. I feel like he's – could he stay for like a two, you know, for 50?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. Could they give him a little relief like that? Or do the Heat do a two – because they don't really have to save cap space anymore. Like, they're not going to be a cap team.
Right.
So could they do a 3 for $60, something like that? Would that tickle Andrew Wiggins' fancy? I don't know, because I don't know – if Andrew Wiggins had a nice season, anybody's going to like him. I saw Kobe White's getting 25 a year.
Yikes.
You know? So, like, I don't know, dude. I don't know what the market is out there for Andrew Wiggins. I'd imagine good. He's a two-way player. He just had his best three-point shooting season. He's not an over-usage guy. So, yeah. I think a lot of people would be interested in Andrew Wiggins.
Is the thing that scares me as these situations start playing out, is that you can look at it one of two ways. You get your money, right? And so say if he gets a 3-year $60, if he gets a 3-year $60, right? He's happy about that.
Yep.
But on the other hand, it almost seems like every time they sign a guy, it's always and then we can move him. And does that part of it,
well, that's why I would, if I was going to come back to Miami, that's why I need the extra dough. Like, if I was just going to take my 30, because will somebody pay him a multiple years, 30 a year? I don't know.
Right. But it just seems like the way everybody's talking about Wiggins, like, they're not like, yeah, I hope he opts in so he can help this team. It's like, if it doesn't work out, we could trade him. Who wants that?
No, I get you. And I think that would be in my head if I wanted to opt in. I think I'd...
Right.
If you signed me to a multi-year deal, I'd be like, oh, they want me here.
Right.
And I think Wiggins would be a good fit. I think that he fits
like
in, especially
I like Wiggins.
Especially the way that he shot the ball last year.
Right.
But if he opted in, yeah, I would be a little bit like, do I opt in? And then they're flipping me for... somebody.
Right.
I don't know. But right now, like, I'm kind of looking at the cheapskies players, because I don't think the Heat I think it's unrealistic to expect them to get another $40 million plus player. I'm like, could they get Anthony Simons on the exception? Could they get Chris Middleton on the minimum? Seems like that's in the bag already. No jokes.
Hey.
No jokes. Get them out now.
No, I'm not going to say nothing.
Get them out now.
I'm not
going to
say nothing.
Oh, yeah, right.
What jokes?
I mean, that boy's mouth like a Broward school.
Oh, my.
Overpopulated.
Oh, my goodness.
Objectively a point.
I'll give it to him. No, I mean, I don't want it. It pains me. I don't want to do it, but...
It sounds as
he got 23 classrooms and 450 students.
You're awful. Awful. Oh, man.
Did South says teeth Kachuk. Unbelievable.
All right.
Every time. Right.
That's it. Never mind.
Every time.
We ain't gonna say nothing.
So, that's good. Yeah, so I think those are the guys I'm looking at. I mean, if something crazy happens, something crazy happens. But the crazy thing happened, guys. You got Giannis. That's the crazy thing.
Like, it's going to look – listen, here's the deal. You got Giannis. You got Bam. You got
– Davion.
Davion. And hopefully Wiggins. And that's going to have to work. And you're going to build some guys around that – kind of like every other team who has, you know, two $50+ million players are doing. And that's the way it works. Now, sometimes you get lucky with your young guys because OKC has been phenomenal with their young guys.
Yeah, for sure. Right? But listen, I think Myron Gardner is going to be heard from this year. He's going to be an antagonist. I think this team is going. The one thing I would say about this Heat team, and even just based off the guys they just drafted, they want to almost be in the ilk of like an OKC. Like they're going to be a pain in the ass to play against because
right,
they're not.
They want to start with defense.
Yeah,
right.
They're going to be a team that people hate going up against.
Right.
Almost annoyed with how physical they are. I think that's going to be the identity of this team.
Yes.
I think that's what they're going to go after.
Agreed.
And I can't wait. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't believe that like Anthony Edwards is going to have to play with LaMelo Ball. That's crazy.
I feel like that's a lot of ego for one team.
And then you got a loose cannon.
I feel like that's a lot of ego for one team.
It is a lot of ego for one team. That's for sure. But it's going to be interesting because he just does what he wants, LaMelo Ball, and that is Anthony Edwards' team. But you're just so I do wonder how that's going to be. I think there's going to be some fun viral moments, though. I think like, look, when he's on, LaMelo Ball can do some incredible things when he's not being a dirty cheat.
When he's not,
It's crazy.
Like you know what?
I just find players
today, there are certain players who you look at and. They're not consistent. They're either real high or real low. And Ja kind of fits that too. Ja and LaMelo are very similar, except, you know, Ja has a little more off the field stuff. But if you think about it, when he's on,
right,
he's on. When he's off, he looks terrible.
Well, and the Ja thing is, it's interesting because if they could, there's talks like if they could get Sweetener to take Ja because they want to move on in a new direction. That's interesting to the Heat. Even if it's not the best basketball fit, if you could add flexibility on maneuvers because you just traded a bunch of picks.
Yeah, I get that.
That would be interesting.
I get that, but, dude, I don't think you, like, here, let's start here. All the other stuff aside, he has declined as a basketball player.
Yeah.
And with the style of basketball he plays – when that declines, it almost has the same feel as a running quarterback.
But they do need a ball handler, especially in clutch moments. I think that's going to be. I mean, unless they're going to trust Davion to take a step this year.
Oh, okay. Again, but understand, his superpower was getting to the rim, not shooting the ball. He's not the best shooter.
Right. No,
if he loses that superpower at being super skinny and thin, then what is he?
Yeah, but he's also got two elite bigs that he can get the ball to as well.
All right.
You know? But I was in on Ja. I do think that with this, it's a weird basketball fit.
With three guys on the court that aren't known as shooters?
But I think if you're getting something with him for a year, like... if you just gave away a bunch of assets and you can bring in a guy of his talents and you're getting a first round pick from Memphis, I think that would be a savvy bet I would make. That would be a savvy bet I would make just to try it out. Because if it doesn't work, then okay, you know, you got to figure it out from there. But at least you brought something along. Would I give away stuff for him? No, I don't think at this point with this team I would. I think that's
what. Easy Mind says, Leroy, you're just exaggerating, bro. I hope we get jobs so Leroy can eat his work. What am I going to eat my words about? Like, I'm not the only one that thinks this. Ja's talents have fallen off because he can't get to the rim the way he doesn't go to the rim like he used to. And he tries to shoot and he's not a shooter.
It is one of those things where it's also... we know he's talented. There's been a lot of roadblocks. How much of last year was also like, I'm not really, his heart clearly wasn't in it playing there. Mm-hmm. You know, is he a Jimmy Butler, has to have his joy to play well? That's going to be, you know, but I don't think the Heat very clearly were tepid on it. And even the reports afterwards, Barry Jackson had said on the Heat Check podcast that the Heat didn't really have a plan B for Giannis. Like maybe that would have changed. You know, who knows if they would have felt the pressure.
When you scramble like that, that's how you end up with garbage.
Right. So I don't know how strong their interest is in Ja Morant, but I do think that when you just gave up a bunch of stuff and you could get somebody who has his talent, but also, hey, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to throw something to sweeten it, even if that's also another player, you know, then maybe that's something that he'd have to think about. But there has to be, I do think that's a move that has to have some incentive for the Heat to do it. I don't think you go chasing Ja Morant right now. And I said that, I'm saying that as somebody who wanted Ja Morant with a bam, throw to Kalel. You got Tyler or Kaz next to him who can shoot. Like, those are some builds next to him. I would have just tried a young team, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have, this is Giannis and Bam's team. What can you do to compliment him? Is Ja Morant the best compliment to him? I don't know. I understand everybody saying the Heat need a, you know, you need a guard, you need a closer because Davion's a little unproven. We don't even know who the two guard's going to be right now because Norman Powell's going to get a bag. I got to stop saying bag. I'm not cool enough to say that, by the way. But whatever that is, that option, maybe it's Conwell is flourishing as a rookie. Hell, Duncan Robinson started next to Jimmy Butler and Kendrick Nunn was the starting backcourt that year. But we'll see. I'm skeptical about big moves, though. I think you guys got to get your mind around Middleton, Hardaway Jr., maybe Anfernee Simons. Could they get another big with the mid-level? How are they going to divvy that up? That's what I think they're going to look for around here. But I will say, similar to like LeBron, like I think that having the attractiveness of Giannis here and that gravity, shooters are going to want to play here because they can come here and come here for a year, and then they can go get paid elsewhere. Malik Beasley, you know, somebody like that. And I don't know if they want with the baggage that he's had either.
Somebody said, make up your mind, Leroy. Is the off-the-field things or is it Ja decline? A lot of excuses.
It's a lot of red flags. Not,
like, I don't understand what you guys want. I didn't make up these situations. These are all real situations with Ja. So you can say it's making excuses. Tell me what part of that is not real. Tell me what part of that is not true.
Yeah, and I'm saying this as somebody who is into Ja. The red flags and all the and he has a lot of red flags. But you were a red flag team before you got Giannis.
Yes.
Now you need some green flags. You need some things that are going to make this work. And, you know, especially like Giannis is going to be very temperamental about this stuff. Like, he's going to want the right type of team around him. And a guy like Davion Mitchell, to be honest with you, that's the most success that he's had. A Drew Holiday type, which is what Davion is. That's the type of guy that works with him the best.
Because you don't have to worry about him wanting shots. He's going to get, you know, 5-10 shots a game. He's going to put pressure on. I love the way Davion puts pressure in the paint.
And Davion's going to like this. Like, Davion even said, like, last year, that gimmicky offense that they tried, like, they're going to go away from that for sure. And that's going to put his more focus on defense. He's not going to be trying this run-and-gun stuff. I loved it. Did you see that he put out videos of him cooking Jaime Jaquez Jr.? I don't know when that was filmed, but he put just video of him cooking Jaime Jaquez and locking up Jaime Jaquez Jr. In the gym. I was like, I wonder when this was filmed. You think that was post-trade or you think that was before the trade when he shot that?
Who knows?
Hard to say. We'll take a break. When we come back, we play a little Goosies. No Goosies. That's next.
Oh, look.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's time to get to our favorite Thursday game, a little Goosies. No Goosies right here on the program. What do we have today, Jennifer, for Goosies? No Goosies.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, first we have Adam Simon saying that Ryan Conwell is basically Drew Holiday.
He said that.
Let's take
that. This guy is basically Drew Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great comparison. Just his movement, his ability to react, his instincts. It, it's it's the mental side of the game combined with the athletic side. And I think he has a combination of both. He'll be able to slide. He'll be able to move his feet. He gets in a stance. He can read the game. So, when you put that combination of traits together and a skill set, he should be able to guard multiple positions and be able to switch onto smaller guards as well as bigger guards.
Yeah, that's good. I can't wait to see Summer League now, dude.
I think the most important thing is this team got a lot better defensively very quickly, right? At multiple positions, let's put it that way. There were guys who were good defensively, but not at enough positions.
I have a stat here from Isaac Trotter. He is a CBS Sports national college basketball writer. There's a very short list of guys who have made over 99 three-pointers for three straight seasons in college. Ryan Conwell is on there with snipers like Steph Curry and J.J. Redick, podcast boy.
Well, we all knew J.J. Redick was a shooter.
Yeah, he was a good shooter. He was a good shooter. Good podcaster, too.
So that's it? Those are the two guys?
Those are the guys that he puts on the list. Those are amongst the class that he's with.
Okay. All right.
Goosies, though, dude. That's a great quote. Love Adam Simon.
Goosies.
Hell yeah, dude. What about you, Leroy?
I got Goosies. I think when there's guys that you've heard of but you don't really know, to hear what the team thinks of them.
Goosies.
Or help you understand what you're looking at when you watch them play.
Jennifer, Goosies.
That's Goosies, guys.
Goosies.
Brittany.
That is Goosies.
Goosies.
It's chilly in here. It
sounded like a horse.
What?
Can you do it on your Timu?
You want me to bring in my Timu karaoke machine? Because I will.
Timu karaoke machine.
It's not even from Timu. It's from Amazon.
Amazon Prime Day.
Is it?
Yeah, I got to get a phone cover.
Yes. That's where I got. That's how I got my karaoke machine.
I
got
to get a phone cover.
Leroy, you've had that phone for like 2 weeks.
I know.
For 2 weeks. He's had it for like a month.
What sucks is when you don't have a cover on your phone, your finger is always on the screen. You know what I mean? So when you try to do stuff, the finger holding the phone is on the screen and it won't move. Very annoying.
Risk a game. Are you guys ready for number two?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Already
then. Already then.
Girl with the big forehead.
You wish. Look at that. It's barely three fingers.
I'm just going by what the thing said.
Anyway, number two, we have Love Island saving the season with Casa Amor shenanigans.
Have you seen it yet?
I have. Okay. I have. I've caught up yesterday. Okay. I caught up yesterday.
You want me to go first so you guys can elaborate?
Yeah, yeah.
No Gooses. So you no guys goosies. Go.
You know you have Gooses.
No, I have no idea.
I have the Gooses. I thought that it was needed. You can definitely see that this Corbin's a rat.
Is that like the reliever? Whenever they need when they need a pop, they do that?
I think what I like about it is it has made the guys who are trying to play Mr. Nice Guy, they stop being cowards. So Casey, we got to see his true colors. The interesting thing is Trinity and Bryce, if that's going to work out, because they seem to like each other. Will he mess that up and fumble the bag? Tough to see. But this Corbin and Kenzie, they were all hot and bothered over each other. But here's the problem. Both of them. Too horny. So I think Casa Amor has saved the season. It's still not the best season, but it was headed towards unwatchable, and it saved the season. So I got the Goosies.
Jennifer? Goosies.
Sorry. I think my ESPN went a little crazy, but I got a notification I didn't really like.
What did it say?
I don't know. We were talking about this last segment.
Bob?
No.
Giannis? Ja?
It went away. I'm sorry. We got Garnet Hathaway.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers ensured they would not lose any of their grit with A.J. Greer expected to depart in free agency by acquiring Garnet Hathaway from the Philadelphia Flyers in a trade Thursday.
Yeah, he's definitely going to he's going away. Gadzevich will be back healthy, though, hopefully.
Better.
Anyway,
Gooseys.
Do I have the Gooseys?
Or no Gooseys?
I do have the Gooseys because they obviously needed it. Because somehow these girls had on these rose-colored glasses thinking that these men were good, and they weren't. Corbin, right off the bat, immediately looked like a snake, a red flag. And yeah, I have the Gooseys. I have the Gooseys.
Brittany?
You know, I don't have the Gooseys.
Wow. Why?
No, because this season is, it's a tough watch. It's a tough watch.
Mm-hmm.
And although I do like that Casa has brought, you know, more drama, I just still find so many of these people incredibly unlikable.
That's true.
Like Casey?
Like, don't even get me started on him, actually. Don't even get me started.
Casey. Literally anyone at Casa Amor right now is
any, like,
just
even the girls
unlikable.
At Casa Amor.
I don't think any of the girls
are
likable.
They're not likable. And
I think the only person I like is Trinity.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Trinity is the only person on this show I like.
Since she's the only likable person. She's real. She's funny. She's the only one. Because even I liked Anaya, and then she's kind of gotten annoying.
She's
it's
a little
like,
whiny.
The thing is like, you're clearly just not built for Love Island, my love. So just don't go on it.
Right. It's true.
I'm not wrong. Right. Like,
some people aren't built for it.
Some people are not built. They don't have that dog in them, and she doesn't have that.
Right.
Too nice?
Like, I know I'm not built for Love Island, I would never
like
go
I
on
said,
it.
Like I said, rose-cutter glasses, man.
Yeah.
She looks at everything.
She needs reassurance, and she's, like, forgetting. She's never explored with anybody else but Casey. And it's like,
and
girl,
Casey's gonna
this
dump her like a hot
oh,
rack.
He's already he's dumped done. Her. The things that he has said about her, it's despicable and disgusting.
Like,
actually.
If they actually stay together on movie night's going to be a
if
movie.
If they stay together on movie night,
if
they're not gonna
I'm
going to
question everything.
If
Corbin,
they
Corbin's
together.
Not coming back. Sincere is going to be a flip, but here's the thing. They had the dude that Melanie was with.
Corey.
He basically ratted on Sincere because they all
it.
Get to watch the show. So they can use that material against them in Casa Amor.
I loved
so
it.
He basically said that Sincere's full of bleep.
I loved it.
So you got to be careful with how you...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Austin Reeves falling on a golf course after signing a $184 million contract.
All right. Austin Reeves falling to his back for our radio audience on the golf course.
Leroy.
I'm looking.
You weren't looking.
No Gooseys. I mean, like, he was going to get that money regardless. Good for
no
him, though.
No Gooseys.
I mean, good for him. I'm not hating, but no Gooseys. I just don't have the Gooseys.
We all knew he was going to get the bag.
Right.
So to sit here and act as if though he wasn't, it's not a shocker. It's like this is kind of how you would react if you thought you were going to be the 15th pick and you end up being the third pick.
Right.
This is not how you react when you've been in the league. And you about to get the bag, and you get it.
Don't say I love cheese, man. You know that's not true.
You love the
Why
cheese, man.
You love cheese, man.
You love cheese, man.
I love cheese, man.
When me and Leroy walk in sometimes, and we're having a conversation, your eyes perk up, and you're like, what?
"I don't think that's
what?
True. I don't think that's Oop. True.
Very true.
I don't think that's
you
true.
You love cheese, man.
I'm a.
Unless
you know,
you're
just
really
mind
busy.
My business.
Nah. Unless you're really busy. Mm.
I don't think
you're
I'm busy.
Full of.
I hope you get the fart meme.
I hope he does too.
What?
This is a stupid thing they doing on TikTok. I pooped in my pants. Like, with a, like it's terrible.
I hope that gets clipped for the end of show montage.
No, it didn't have to. They got it all over.
Don't
it.
Fret.
It will.
You don't even have to do nothing. Don't fret. All of a sudden.
You don't have to get so mad. It's just TikTok.
And we didn't pick it. Like, that just
No, it wasn't
naturally.
Our fault. You can't be
no,
mad at us.
It's not that they didn't pick. I understand it's random, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the celebration of these two. All she got was, I got a big forehead. That's it.
Because of something about all the disrespectful things.
Things
I
that
wish
I could
say
that are stored in my big forehead.
Yeah. And mind you, I have like a very small forehead.
Mine was very sweet.
Yeah.
See? But the audio did not translate well, so we're going to do it again. Sorry.
Yeah, my audio came through perfect.
You got Gooseys?
Huh? About him getting the bag?
Yeah.
No. No, he earned it. We all knew he was going to get it. Why are you flopping on the golf course when you knew if you didn't get this bag, you wasn't going to be signed yet?
Yeah.
He was going
to get that money regardless.
Right.
Gets to play with Luka.
Yeah.
Lives in LA for the rest of his days.
Good for him. Man. Good for him.
Good for him. I think Tyler, though, looks at Austin Reeves getting that money. You think he thinks he's better than him?
Yes.
If he can stay healthy.
Wait. But Austin Reeves plays a little D. A little bit.
I mean, anybody more than the Olay twins, but I mean
you know, yeah.
Not really.
So you think Tyler's better than, and here's where it gets skewed. What part of availability plays a role in this?
I don't know. I think they're very close. I think they're comparable players. I think they're very close.
But again, a lot of people would give the edge
to Reeves.
To Reeves because he plays.
But also he's a Laker. Laker gives you a little overrated rub too.
But he still plays a lot.
Jennifer, you got the Goosies for Austin Reeves?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Brittany?
No, I hate performative things like that. Like, I really, it annoys me.
And then posting it.
It's not genuine.
His
and
girlfriend
I can't
posting.
Keep
in mind.
Look how Austin reacted. I'm also a person that if you spend your whole life for a certain level of success, when you get there, it's more of a relief than crying in tears because you got there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So that's just maybe a mindset. It doesn't mean you can't be happy or anything, but if you work your whole life to get to a certain point and you bust your ass the whole time to get to a certain point, why are you crying when you get there?
You're right. I never like when you talk about people crying.
Look, you could cry when you want, but I'm just saying, I always wonder when you work for something your whole life, when you get there, why are you crying?
It's a reaction.
It's an emotion.
It's something that just comes out of nowhere.
All right.
Doesn't make you any less macho.
I didn't see, like, you're taking it a step further. I didn't say of that. I did not say it makes you this or that. I just said I don't understand when you work your butt off to get to a certain point, you get there. It's his party, and he will cry if he wants to.
Thanks, Javier Richie. That is Goosies, no Goosies, everybody. Hey, the world's biggest soccer tournament continues, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Every match in the opening stage all the way to the final. We're wrapping up this group stage stuff. Today, we got USA and Turkey. Which, by the way, I didn't know we were supposed to say it like that. My bad.
I don't understand. Where did they get? Same thing with Tunis instead of Tunisia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Like, why are we saying Turkey? Somebody explain?
I don't know. I'll call them what they want. Turkey, though, that game is going on today. Not a lot on the line. USA trading today at 54% to win, so a $100 trade pays out at $179. Could it be a draw? I mean, if they're not playing for anything, that's trading at 23%. A $100 trade pays out at $412, all right? Maybe you think that they could be up by... USA has gotten out to fast starts in these games, though.
Real fast.
So, if you think they could be up by a 2-0 or up two goals... At halftime, that's trading right now at 16%. So $100 trade, that pays at $590. Right, throw a 10 spot, just $60. Hey, listen, you could do it all there on Kalshi. You're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probabilities change, so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, download the Kalshi app. Use my code Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.